Thank you for tuning in to the Synaptic Support Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Synaptic Support Episode 2. I'm Patrick Vergier. How's everyone doing today? What's been occupying your time over the last week or so? Me, I've just been busy, busy, busy. Okay, we have lots to cover, so let's get right into it. So, in the news of mental health, the Ontario chapter of the Canadian Mental Health Association has started a new program to see whether or not physical activity or exercise will help improve mental health. There's a really good link in the show notes on the study. I'm really excited about it because it's something that I've been following for a while. There's a lot of different articles you can see online of how exercise really helps mental health and get your brain on the positive side. So, and it's just finally good to see that we're getting some actual studies about it. Another good piece of news is that Mount Allison University in Sackville, New Brunswick is hosting a coffee host called The Elephant in the Room, where they actually get together with students and talk about, and it's like a peer support, peer mentor group, and they talk about their mental health. I was going to try and run up and see it. It's actually tonight, but it's just an awesome concept that I wanted to bring light, that there are university students trying to get groups together to get these things going. So, today's main topic is I'm going to review an awesome app that I've actually given to a lot of people that seem to use it and love it, and it's great for anxiety and calming yourself down and getting into a nice controlled breathing situation. It's called Breathe 2, the number 2, Relax. I use it for Android. It has iTunes, link in the show notes. It's by a company called T2, and I'll go into them. It's a great app. It's designed to help control your breathing if you're stressed or having an anxiety attack. I find this app while looking for resources that any local military may have been used to help with PTSD or anything like that. So T2 is the National Center for Telehealth and Technology. It's partnered with the Department of Defense, or DOD, in the United States. They actually have several different apps and some that tie into other health technology. BioZen's another one that they do that actually connects to some like heart rate monitors and EKGs and some other stuff. And I'm going to review a bunch of them because I have a bunch of their different apps. So Breathe to Relax helps you through diaphragmatic breathing, which is breathing with your diaphragm, and puts in a nice calming background on your phone and some calming background noises, like waterfalls or ambient music or something like that. The app does a great job of explaining what diaphragmatic breathing is, how, and why it relaxes you. It then takes you step by step through the process. It records your mood if you're relaxed or stressed both before and after your breathing exercise, and logs it. If you use it and find it similar, I have it and I use it and find it similar to guided meditation, which essentially it is. I've suggested this to other people with anxiety, and they found it to work for them. So it's a program that if it works for me and it works for a handful of other people, I tell everybody else. I'd also assume that if it works for the DOD and the United States military for PTSD, and they're willing to put their name on it, it probably works for you. Try it and comment and let me know whether or not you use it and if you found it useful. It's, if anything, a couple minutes a day really clears your head and gets you ready for the next day. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please put them in. Just comment on this post and let me know, or drop me a line at p@patrickfugier.com and I'll get right back to you. So I want to follow up with a couple of tips. In the show notes, there's a link from curetogether.com, and it's a blog post. And it actually has 6 surprising depression treatments, and the one that seems to be amazing out of England is that exercise was found to be the best non-pharmaceutical treatment for depression that there is. And that's amazing. And meditation was up there and a bunch of others, so check it out. It's just a little tiny graph, and I really, really like it. And it's just, once again, showing, and this was a study from England and the other one's from Ontario that I mentioned earlier. It's just good to see that it's concreting that exercise does help your mental health. And everybody knows you feel good after you go to the gym or you go for a run or anything like that. So, yeah, try it. Maybe do 25 jumping jacks and let me know if that makes you feel any better. Leave a comment below and let me know. Announcements coming up. I'm going to try and get these out every Monday or at least once a week. I missed last week. I apologize. Trying to figure out a schedule on this, and definitely want to get some more of these out. So take care. Drop me a line. p@patrickfugia.com. Thank you for listening to Synaptic Support.
And thank you for listening to the Synaptic Support. Catch me online at patrickfugier.com/synaptic support.